There will be more than a few singles spending this Valentine's Day cuddled up with something sweet and chocolatey, but commentator Megan Griswold will not be one of them. She is rather unhappily single, but she is foregoing the desserts and getting a little help from her local bookstore.
So it's been roughly 9 months, 2 weeks, and 3 days since my boyfriend broke up with me. To get over it, I took my friend's best advice. I exercised, tried to date, rearranged my furniture, visited family, dove into my work, and organized vitamins. I didn't seem able to actually take the vitamins, but they were very organized. But the one thing my friends left out was a surreptitious activity that nobody seems to openly admit or recommend doing in tough times, and that is the sneaky little trip to the self-help section of the bookstore. So I confess, I've been there, more than once, in fact. Personally, I prefer to browse wearing a tasteful brunette wig. For a more serious inspection, I mosey to a neutral zone, say history or cookbooks. I'd rather appear captivated by warriors of medieval Japan than as a mid-30s spinster poring over, "Help, I'm in love with a narcissist." When the large bookstore is far too public for this private affair, I have a way out. I head to the New Age bookstore where there is no me in shame. Once I see my way through the incense, I stumble onto the clerk with a Guatemalan vest, bolo tie, unkempt beard, and small glasses, who clearly has not cracked a GQ magazine ever. He seems to be on some sort of life sedative that results in some really slow walking. His pace gives me more than enough time to observe the dowsing rods, power animal cards, and high spirit flutes. I talk with this fellow, considering items with wildly exotic names. Baguas, zafus, zabutons, neti pots. Seriously, is all self-help imported? I become distracted as I'm now within earshot of the back room where an angel consultation is in session. But wonder of wonders, I find the book for me. I won't go into elaborate detail except to say it involves some rhythmic bilateral tapping while lying on my back, arms crossed over my chest like an Egyptian pharaoh, simultaneously mumbling positive statements. And as uncool as that sounds, it helped. But hey, it also just felt good to lie down, then add what was essentially self-hugging and compliments, and I was on my way to a whole new me. The self-help search is akin to kissing a lot of frogs until you find your prince. That's something of real value, and nobody knows what that is better than you. I'm just thankful I didn't have to step it up to Plan B, which involved returning to the spot where he dumped me, near the corner of 11th and Market in Seattle, creating a ring of pebbles and chanting nude around a bonfire of old photographs.
Megan Griswold is performing her one-woman show, Fix It, in a number of western states. She splits her time between Seattle and Boulder, Colorado.